Kaya Biz with Kokoletso Mfuphi on Kaya FM 95.9.
Lots of key conversations for us to host here on Kaya FM, and Kaya FM Talk does continue after 6 o'clock. You can stay tuned for today with John Pullman. Dr. John, great to have you back. Kaya Sithole did a good job standing in for you.
Yes, I heard so. Yeah,
but good to have you with us again. What's on the lineup this evening?
Yes, hi Kokoletso, and evening to all the Afropolitans listening. Well, we're using the Pastor Timothy Omotoshaw case down in Port Elizabeth. I'm sure everybody knows about this court case. Charges of rape and trafficking and abuse very much on the agenda there. But to look at some issues that arise in the courts, and I'll just mention a few of them. I mean, one of them was the counsel for Pastor Omotoshaw and two others saying that the public pressure outside the court meant that that his clients would not be getting a fair trial and the coverage in the media. Now, we live in a country where people get outraged by certain things that find their way to court. Now, are we going to say that people can't demonstrate outside? Nevertheless, you do have to ask the question, how do courts insulate themselves from that kind of public pressure? The second thing that arose was he asked Judge Makaula to recuse himself because yes. He had expressed some words of sympathy stroke bias towards the witness Cheryl Zondi. Now again, I want to understand better, what are the do's and don'ts for judges in those kinds of cases? Can you laugh if an accused makes a joke? If you smile at a witness? And we're going to talk to advocates who work in the cauldron of the courtroom to tell us how these things actually work. And then the third thing that I'm interested to know about is, this all takes place against the background of a country in which the belief in the criminal justice system, I think, is not enormously high. And so people do feel, rightly or wrongly, be it with the police or when it gets further up the food chain of justice into the courts, that they actually need to go there and exert some sort of muscle, influence, or if at the very least, make their feelings known.
Yeah.
So I know you wanted a one-line answer. What are we doing tonight? But I hope I've made it clear. It's not a straightforward thing.
Yeah.
We're looking at the budget, which is what we'll do after you've done your usual excellent job on Wednesday. We'll feed on the scraps. But this is more complicated, but I think it's very interesting. I think it's very important.
And very necessary, Dr. John. You are quite right.
So.
I'm looking forward to that conversation.
Yeah.
I myself have had my own levels of frustration with the law. And as you say, it's some sentiment that exists within South Africa. And I guess given the crime rate that we see, the lack of justice and prosecutions, whether it's white-collar crime or criminal cases, it does hit a nerve with many of us as South Africans.
Yeah, and Michael's going to cast an expert eye on one particular element of this on Wednesday, but I'll talk about that later.
Oh, fantastic.
Great.
You see, you've got us all revved up already as Afropolitans.
I'm revved up. I must calm down.
But we want you to get revved up as Afropolitans and share your views very honestly, and most importantly, helping us source solutions as to, you know, how do we address this adequately within the legal fraternity. So dial in on 086-00-00959. That's coming up between 6 and 7 p.m. on Today with John Pullman.
Kaya Biz with Kokoletso Mfuphi on Kaya FM 95.9.
Afropolitans, at the top of the show, I told you that we literally have just shy of 60 days to go before we full speed into the festive season. And we know what tends to happen. We get a little bit more liberal about going out, going to those braais, spending on additional drinks, splurging on friends and family. And there's nothing wrong with that, unless you actually can't afford it. So one thing that we need to make sure we do, especially given the limited time we have, is to adequately budget for the festive season. Making sure that you clean out the cobwebs within your bank account, revisit and make sure that you can actually meet the monthly debit orders that you have, and of course, making sure that you can afford to still entertain yourself and enjoy life, because fundamentally, that's what we're here for, right? To live and let live. But to help us understand more as to how best we can do this by setting goals, understanding how to measure our financial objectives, I'm joined in studio by Nkazi Sokhulu, who is the co-founder of Yalu. Such a pleasure to have you with us in studio, sir.
Thank you for having me, Gugu.
I think before we even get into the conversation, if we could actually get some brief background into understanding who Yalu is. And I've logged onto your website. I know that you are an entrepreneur dealing within the credit life insurance space, but there's a beautiful term and straight to the point story as to how you describe yourself, that Yalu was born out of your passion to nourish and bring life to the world of credit life insurance. Seems like you're doing that in more ways than one.
We are absolutely aiming to do that every day, and not just say it, but actually live out live that out.
Especially because Credit Life Insurance has such a bad rep, right?
It truly has a bad rep for those who know about it.
Yes.
But the bigger problem is that most people don't know that it exists.
Yes.
Right?
So tell us what it is then.
So essentially, if you go to the, say, the Blue Bank tomorrow and you ask them to give you a personal loan, because holiday is coming up and you want to spend money on your family and maybe you want to do an event, they would grant you that money if you pass a few credit checks. And then on top of that, they would say to you, when you take this money, you need to also pay us back for something called Credit Life. So as you're paying your installments off, they would add this line item onto your installments called Credit Life Insurance. And that is where Yalu comes in. We believe that the way the market has been structured and the way in which banks have typically operated in this manner has not given customers the best deal. And the law allows you to swap out your existing Credit Life Insurance with another provider. So you do not have to take the Credit Life of, in this case, the Blue Bank. You can take another provider. And that's where we come in as Yalu.
And you guys provide this on an online platform digitally, so I can go to that bank, whatever color it is, it might be, get the loan that I want and then solicit Credit Life from yourselves.
Absolutely. And then what we will do for you is we will do the admin. So we will swap out your existing Credit Life. We will give you a Yalu Credit Life Insurance plan and we'll do all the admin, right, behind, cancelling out your existing Credit Life product.
Exactly.
Because there tends to be, the admin portion tends to be very underestimated, and we really want to bring value to all Yalu customers, and we don't want them to have the headache of chasing people and all that typically comes when you want to swap out a life product, and we will do that for you too, on top of what we believe are industry leading benefits.
Exactly. And for those who aren't familiar with what Credit Life Insurance actually is, if you actually can't pay back that loan, essentially you provide the funding that kicks in to take over, whether it be death or accidents that take place and
Precisely.
I'm no longer able to work, and then my debt is efficiently covered.
So it's essentially three specific events. So it's death, as you mentioned, it's disability,
yes,
and it is retrenchment.
Yes.
So there are benefits. So in the case of death and permanent disability, you would pay off the loan in full. And in the case of temporary disability and retrenchment, you'd pay off the installments for a period of time.
Fantastic. So we've given some perspective as to what Yalu is doing here, and of course the game changer that you are to Credit Life Insurance. But talk to us about how we need to manage our finances when it comes to the silly season, right? Because exactly that is what we're going to do. We're going to be a bit silly. We're going to take out some loans. We're going to blow our 13th checks, and then come January, we are Januarying instead of setting new goals for 2019.
So look, I'm pretty sure that all of you have heard every expert under the sun talk to you about save X percent of your bonus, reduce expenses in this kind of manner, think about long-term, medium-term. I am not going to try and tell you that there's another expert way of thinking about it. I think how I usually go about these things is I think about my own personal experience and how I try to manage it. So typically, for me, the biggest thing is just communication.
Yeah.
So I think a lot of us tend to be worried about particularly things like we need to entertain family. And family for Abantu Abamnyama is not just
mom and dad and 2.5 kids.
Precisely. It's everybody. It's your parents. It's your aunts and your uncles.
Mm.
And so what we tend to do in our family is we communicate to all these members and say, guys, this is how much you're going to spend. We're not going to spend a cent more, and it's going to happen in this one day. We will host all of you, or we are going to go to a particular place, and that is it.
Wow.
There will be nothing else. Now, and we have those conversations. When I said communication is important, we have the conversation way before December. So my mother was at our house this weekend.
Lovely.
Told her, this is what we're going to do over the festive with you. It is this one single event. We're not spending more than this. She always looks at me with a sense of disappointment, but she walks out of that conversation knowing, okay, this is the parameter.
And expectations have been set, right?
Precisely.
And even though she might say, oh, God,
she brings all of that, and I'm like, okay, fine. But you're going to have to choose one or the other.
Exactly.
So it's we have a lot of expectations from our family members, but I think if we communicate to them early enough, so you don't want to do it in December.
Yes.
Not in the middle of the silliness of it all. You want to do it in a sober manner, so that means doing it now. And so that's usually my first recommendation to people is have the expectation setting conversations
sure.
now.
Exactly. No surprise getaways, no surprise holidays as well that pop
Nothing
up
like
and
that.
Gifts and taking care of additional household items.
Absolutely.
How do we maintain the discipline though? Because sometimes you look at you open up your banking app, you see the balance, you realize there's an overdraft available. I've got some balance on my credit card. And what do? We swipe away.
So so let's just be clear. I am no better than anyone else on that one. I tend to find myself in a similar situation. But there are a few things that I do that help me keep in check. So the first one is Excel spreadsheets. They are very awesome. So you...
Death of me,
the
hey?
The death of a lot of people, apparently. So we literally pull out an Excel spreadsheet and say, there are fun items, experiential items.
Yes.
There are... material items, so buying actual gifts or buying yourselves clothes or whatever that may be. And then there's life.
Yes.
Taking care of what's actually important. And we categorize expenses into that and say, okay, so December, January is coming. The life things that we need to take care of school fees is the very first thing. And so we like taking advantage of the fact that a lot of schools will say, if you pay school fees up front,
yes.
you get a 5% discount. Now, a lot of people I've heard say to me, well, but you could put that money in a money market account and get 10%, right? The problem with that is that you're assuming you're going to keep that entire amount for the entire 12-month period.
Yes.
And schools don't ask for money in a uniform month-on-month basis. A lot of them now do term by term, and some of them do half years. So actually, yes, the 5% isn't that great, but you actually that's money you're saving the following year. So we literally put a set aside and say we will pay school fees upfront and get that 5% or whatever that upfront discount will be. That's life.
Yes.
Right. So we put that money aside and say, okay, now this is what's left.
Sure.
Right. And then in terms of what's left, it's really a personal thing, right? So some people are more into the material and some people more into the experiential. I think you should do both in some way or another because we need to enjoy this life we're living. And so we usually set that at about a third of whatever allocation of money, whether you're getting a Christmas bonus or not. We don't go beyond a third of fun material things. And
yes.
it's hard.
It is.
So we said it, and every time we've spent that money, and then there's this extra little activity or event that you're like, ish, yeah, but it's just that one event. It won't break things too much. So I do find myself in those tempting situations more often than I'd like to admit.
Nkazi, I'm loving your honesty because I've been in those difficult situations as well where you react emotionally and you want to make everybody happy. Yes. And then come January, you have a few debit orders that bounce. That yes. literally happened to me a good couple of years ago. Thankfully, I was young, single and no kids. Still the case, but of course I had fewer financial responsibilities, which made it a lot easier to recover. But as we do close off, and I wish we had more time for this conversation, how do we make sure that come January everything is settled? Is it a matter of planning for January now in as much as we're going to prepare for December with less than 60 days to go to it?
So again, I want to go back to spreadsheets. If you, depending on your bank account or your bank provider.
Or any other cute way of budgeting. Come on, spreadsheets aren't a little bit sexy, right?
So they're not sexy at all. So there's definitely tools out there. There are apps. I know a friend of mine who works at a company 227, and there's a number of these apps in which you can input your expenditures. What I have found that I haven't needed apps is because I've asked my bank to only give me my bank account, my statements in a spreadsheet form every month.
So you can do that?
You literally send them an email, and I know this is true of all the big banks. If you just ask him, send me my statement in Excel form. You can quickly add up on an Excel spreadsheet and see, okay, I'm spending this much on these items. And you'll know, I find it's much easier to control my expenses when I can actually manipulate numbers a little bit and add things up and not see it in a spreadsheet.
Makes sense.
See it in a PDF where it's just a document or a piece of paper.
Exactly.
Ask for them in that. And you'll find that those apps that we were speaking about, you can now take that spreadsheet and plug it into those apps without you doing much effort. And it will show you, this is how your budget has been spent. Just ask for that. It is an incredible, insightful things that you'll learn, and it will make your life so much easier to manage yourself a lot better.
So true. Because that graphical representation, when you're looking at this pie chart and you see that 3/4 of it is actually going to useless items, it's a wake-up call.
It is absolutely a wake-up call. So I would just start there as a very simple thing. Just ask your banker to send you your statement in Excel form.
Nkazi, all the more reason to get you back on the show, not only for Yalu, but so many more other themes. I'm excited about this already. But a key element Afropolitans communicate about your financial responsibilities and what you're able to cover. And of course, sticking to that budget in the form of a spreadsheet or whether it's a note jotting down on the back of a piece of paper. But just stick to it. A big thank you to Nkazi Sokhulu, who's the co-founder of Yalu, joining us in studio. They are innovators within the credit life insurance space. We'll be back again tomorrow, giving you some insight into the preconditions and what we're expecting from the budget speech come this Wednesday between tomorrow at 5 and 6 o'clock.